Hi there.
I was wondering if you were interested in discussing solar panels for your home? It's come a long way and it's more affordable than ever. No? We really have a great special right now and I think you should really reconsider. I really, really think that you should reconsider. There you go, big boy. Calm, calm. This will pinch just a little bit. Shh, just one moment, okay? It'll be just fine, just fine. Hold still. There you go. Not so tough with just a little dose of tranquilizer in your veins, huh? Look how cute you are. Already drooling.
You're already falling asleep, huh? So cute. I'll see you soon.
Sweetie. Wake up, sweetheart. Wake up. Come on. Come on now. I mean, you're no use to me if you're dead. Oh, there he is. So cute. Glad you could join us. Now, I'm sure you're wondering what the hell is going on and why I just drugged you and tied you to this bed. It's very simple. Honestly, that's the funniest part about all of this. Can you guess why? You were home. No, really. That's it. That's all, like nothing fancy. I wanted to rape someone and you were home. Honest, like funny, isn't it? Crazy. Maybe, but... I don't know. I think it's a little reductive to just chalk up anything we don't like to being crazy. No, I think I'm just a bad person who doesn't feel bad about it. Seriously, anticlimactic, I know. Well, that's the thing. I will get away with it. I always do. See, most people are harmed by their friends, the people they love, family, or someone they go on a date with. And have you ever heard of a woman going door to door to violently rape men? Seriously, I'll wait. Are you still thinking or are you just frustrated I'm right? Cool. Well, like I said, I'm going to rape you and there's really nothing you can do about it. And that about sums it up. Actually, I'm so confident. One second, where's your phone? Here. What's the password? Tell me or I'll make you chug bleach. There we go. Great, thanks. Okay, now let me just get next to you. Okay. Now, give me a smile and say cheese. There you go. Go ahead and try and show that to the police. I'm excited to see how that will go for you. You look stressed. I think taking off these clothes will help. You're probably feeling a little overheated as well because of what's about to happen. So here, I'll cut these clothes off for you. There we go. That one too. Oh, good thing you were wearing these flimsy shorts. Cut jeans would have been a bitch. And there we go. Nice and vulnerable now, aren't we? And damn, did I get lucky. You have a very nice cock. Hey, ow. No need to hurl insults my way after I just gave you a compliment. It's a nice cock. Why does saying that make me a crazy bitch? I'm serious. It's got a nice girth to it, not too long. If I wanted to pound my cervix, I could do that just myself with some comically large dildo. No. I like your size. Be proud of that. If you ever get over the impending trauma of what's about to happen, you're going to make someone very, very happy with that. But right now, you're going to make me very happy with that. Didn't really take much to get hard now, did it? That's pretty cute, not gonna lie. I'm trying to figure out if you're just a degenerate who likes to get raped, or if your body just can't help but get hard through manual stimulation. Tell me the things that you like. I told you what would happen if you didn't answer my questions. I will hurt you very, very badly. Now you can feel good and continue to answer my questions when I ask them, or we can explore just how sadistic I can be when I'm mad. Good. Now, tell me your kinks. Seriously? CNC and femdom? Oh, that's fucking rich. Oh, wow. You really hit the jackpot then, didn't you? Although I suppose the lines of consent are getting blurred. You're clearly enjoying this. I see your balls tightening up like you're gonna come. Are you gonna come? Oh, you're crying. Oh, that's so cute. Hey, what are you staring at? Who's that? Oh, you have a girlfriend. That's awesome. You probably feel so much worse than I realized. Well, if it makes you feel better, it's only cheating if you come. So, let's make you come. Here, look, I'm going to hold this picture of you two here, right here, right here. I want you to stare at it while you come. Stare at it. There you go. I want you to really let it sink in. The fact that this strange woman who knocked on your door, that you stupidly answered, is forcing you to come looking at the woman you're betraying. Am I better than her? Like, answer honestly. Amazing! Your rapist is a better fuck than your girlfriend. Love that. You're getting close again, aren't you? God, your body just does not know what it wants, huh? Your poor little mind is screaming, but your body's like, I know what's true. You need to come, and so you're going to. Good, do it. Oh, come for me. I want you to come for me. I want you to remember this moment forever. The moment someone forced you to come and the confusion of it feeling better than anything your girlfriend could dream of. Do it. Do it. Come. Ooh. Ooh, there we go. Oh, yes. Good. Right into my hand. Oh, big cum shot. There's a good little victim. Wow, it's still going. Amazing.
It's gonna spill out of my hand. Okay, it's slowing down. Good. Oof. Give me a second. You know, you should really drink more water. Maybe change your diet a bit too. Your cum tastes kind of bad. Oh, you look a little sad. Oh, don't worry. I mean, it's better than most still, but I think the mixture of fear and pleasure you were having honestly makes it taste just a little better. Maybe. Who knows? Could be a placebo. What now? Well, now we're going to sit here and wait until you get hard again. And then I'm going to finish raping you and then go about my day. I wanted to see if I could catch one of those wine painting classes later today. You know, where you drink and they make everyone in the room paint the same thing. Yeah, funny though. I never paint what they tell me. It makes the teacher mad, but I'm paying them, so they can't really say much. I just like painting and getting wine drunk. Why am I telling you this shit? Because I'm a person? Sorry, did you think I was just some sort of soulless rape machine? No, I am very much a person. A person with a fully lived life. Someone who has friends, family, lovers, even pets. I have a complete and beautiful life outside of this room and outside of you. Isn't that scary? Like, that a woman like me exists in a world like this? Like a wolf among the sheep? Your boss, your sister, your friend, a grocery store clerk, hell, oh God, I am somebody's daughter. Isn't that so fucked up? Oh God, you look so broken. It's kind of cute. I've always thought about keeping one of my victims in like a basement or something. There was this one guy I really liked, but he eventually broke so bad I had to leave him at the steps of a hospital, like, you know, in one of those movies. He was just a naked whimpering mess covered in all of his own gum. Kind of funny. Anyway, all right. I think that's enough sharing for now. Are you ready to get your dick wet again? At a loss for words. I want to hear a yes, ma'am, from you. Can you do that? Oh, come on, it'll be fun. Say, yes, ma'am. Yes, please. Or we can play the how much drain cleaner can a human body swallow before it dies a miserable, painful death. Oh, there he is. There's my cute little victim. All right. Let's get this cock hard again. All right, come on. Wiki wiki. Come on, let's wake up. Get that cock hard for me. I want to leave your house with a nice load in me. I like to keep it inside me as long as I can. My little version of a trophy, I guess. Oh, wow. Did that idea make you hard? Look at you. Oh, it's getting nice and big again. Oh, there we go. Oh, just a few more pumps and you'll be good to fill my pussy up. One of these days, I'm going to stop taking my birth control and just get knocked up with somebody's baby. It'll be so funny. I'll probably do it with someone like you who doesn't have a kid. God. How fucked up would that be? Alright, you're hard enough. There we go. Oh, fuck. Oh, that's good. It's been a few weeks since I got some dick in me. Oh, fuck. Oh, there we go. Oh, God, your cock feels so fucking good. Oh, you're being such a good little fucking victim. Oh, this is my favorite part. Oh, the look on your face when you can't help but feel how good, warm, and eager my cunt is to be stuffed with your cock. Oh, and look at your fucking face. You're trying so hard not to break. Oh, come on, give us a little moon. Show me just how much your body is betraying you. Oh god, I can't wait for your mind to give up and follow. Come on. Just give in. Your girlfriend won't blame you. I mean, you're tied up. You didn't consent. Your body just, you can't help it. And it's like, I've threatened your life multiple times now. Just make it easier. Give in. Come on, enjoy it. I won't tell anyone. Oh, there we go. Oh, there's those sweet moans of a victim turned free, you fucking slut. Good boy. Oh, I can't wait for you to really commit to this. Ah, this feeling. Oh god, it's so addicting, isn't it? To just let go and just listen to your body. Oh, that pesky mind of yours. Oh god, has made life so difficult, hasn't it? Isn't it so much more comforting to just be a dildo for a woman like me? Oh, it's crying. I didn't realize dildos could cry. Oh, I didn't know they could do that. Delicious. I fucking love salt. Oh, come here. God, you taste so broken. Oh god, you taste so fucking broken. Oh, I think I'm gonna come. Start bucking your hips for me. Oh, there we go. Oh, fuck yes. Just a little more. I'm gonna come, good boy. If you can make yourself come at the same time, I'll be very, very happy with you. Oh, wow. Oh, good dildo. Oh, good boy. There we go. Fuck. Oh, I'm gonna come. Oh, come with me, you little fucking victim. Fucking come. Come. Oh, yes, that's it. Oh, fuck. God, that was great. How are you feeling? Oh, you can't even talk. That's like perfect. Oh my, who is that? You have a girlfriend? Oh my god, girl, I had no idea. He told me he was single. Yeah, we met on FetLife. I had no idea. I'm so fucking sorry. Yeah, no, he was fine. But we were just so gullible. Phew, that was a close one. You didn't even warn her. Oh. God, you really are out of it, huh? I'm impressed. You broke so quickly. Your girlfriend is lying on the floor here, bleeding slightly, might I add. And you're just staring off into space, covered in pussy and your own cum. That is so awesome. Wow.
might be back for you. Like, you might be the pet that I've been looking for. Goodbye, little victim. I hope you dream of me raping you for years and years to come.